Okay, our second reader here is Rachel Nelson, who is a skeptic. Her obscure texts and spells cross media, contexts, and time. Some recent work includes chapbooks 50 Grays and Come Down, Muted Ribbons, text for the artist Guy Merrill's or Guy Merrill's Remote Formations event, as well as the cassette tape The Enfolding, and a secret solstice rite for a small group in Calgary Cemetery. Everyone, welcome Rachel.
All right. So, if I could have everyone gather, like, as close to me as you can without getting uncomfortable, what I'm going to do. So, first of all, is everyone ready? Okay. So, what I would like everyone to do, first of all, is just to take a couple of deep breaths, okay? So, take a deep breath in with me, please. Could everyone just, like, take a deep breath in? And then very slowly exhale. And now I'm going to have you do that one more time. So, now I'm going to have you do that one more time, but as you do it, as you breathe out, let your body just relax more and more, and become more and more muted to where you're standing, okay? So just, first of all, you know, just kind of try to relax right now and find a comfortable stance. And so is everyone ready? Okay, so take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Okay. Now, what I'd like you all to join me in tonight is a fairy mantic ritual. This means we will each personally communicate with the enchanted realm. You do not need to believe in fairies in order to take part. You will still have the personal experience of gazing into the enchanted realm, regardless of whether this realm is real or imaginary. Since all experience is in the mind, even imaginary experience is very real within the mind. To begin, I would like everyone to please remove your smartphones or mobile devices, if you have them, from your pocket. And if you don't have one, that's okay. I'll get to you guys too. And so what you want to do is you want to turn it off. Turn off the power, okay? And so now hold the device in front of you once you have the power off. Oh wait, hold on. You want the screen to be off like that. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Okay. Well, once you're ready, please for my instructions. If you don't have, does anyone not have a smartphone? Okay. All right, you two, what you can do is, at this point, you can just close your eyes, okay? because what you're going to be doing, those with smartphones now, you want to hold the phone in front of you, relax, and you're going to just look at the dark screen. But you don't want to look at it, right? So you don't want to look at the screen, or you don't want to look just at the back of your eyelids, but you want to look through the screen and into the screen, okay? So you really just want to be gazing, relaxed, deep into the darkness of your cell phone screen. Now, so everyone just take another big deep breath in and out. And continue to relax as much as you can. What you're doing now in gazing into this dark mirror is an ancient technique called scrying or mirror gazing. This practice of using mirrors to communicate with spirits is both ancient and widespread. For example, one of the central Aztec gods is named Tezcatlipoca, or smoking mirror, the god not only of scrying mirrors, but also the night sky, jaguars, and sorcery, among other things. Tonight you scry using your cell phones because it is convenient, but also because your device will protect fairy spirits from getting out of the mirror. The mobile device is a powerful tool for communicating with spirits when turned off, but it also repels fairies. If you don't have a device and are concerned, if you're concerned you are not protected, you may simply, so for those two in the back there, you may simply cross the middle and index fingers of your right hand. This will protect you only if you're not using a mirror. As you gaze, do not try to force imagery to appear. Just stay relaxed. Eventually, colors, shapes, and even faces will emerge in the darkness. Next, you'll find yourself encountering enchanted beings inside the mirror. You may sense them in your mind and even communicate with them directly in your thoughts. Allow them to do this. The fairies cannot harm you, but they can inform you. They dwell in a place of dreams and imagination, of information, free from the constraints of space and time. If you feel that it's not working, don't worry. Just relax and let go. Regardless of the experience of your conscious or semi-conscious mind, the fairies will communicate with the unconscious. Please continue gazing. I will now read a hymn dedicated to the dreams of Artemis, huntress and goddess of the moon. Because it is written in the language of divine dreams, the meaning of the hymn evades modern comprehension. Instead, let it wash over you. Listen to it passively as it guides your gaze deeper and deeper into the enchanted realm. After the hymn, there will be an extended silence. This will end with a loud clap, which will signal the end of the scrying ritual. Artemis, please guide us. Artemis, a few weeks ago, my father died. We scattered his ashes in Dead Man's Cove. Then somewhere drifting, father, child, wind. Windswept wind and trees, sand, stalk, sill. Like the one, that one, him. Make fun of your bed, its folds, in situ, cartoon pillows, a dozen hundred made-up faces, and a dream will be about the beginning of the verse, oh, a dream. She sinks, and then it, an alien, or spirit energy being, and they have none, appropriate pronouns, singularly rotate, gypsum turns to crystal pillars in the pressure to cater to the scene, move on a beam, we need for this. No, not that one. Bed, no, it's air, made of rabble bubbles, I forgot.
Thank you, Rachel.